Check one, check one, check two, check two. Check one, check one, check two, check two. Hello, world.
Hello, hello, hello.
It's another beautiful day in podcast land, and I'm here with Miss Glam, and this is Mo Hazel, and we are Badass Besties. Episode 28.
Final episode of the season.
It is. That it is. She is correct. This is the final episode of the season. So this gives you a chance to check.
You are not having enough energy for me. I need more sadness.
You guys.
Thank you.
Today is sad because you have no badass besties in your life for the next 2 weeks after this podcast. But don't worry. Fear not, you guys. We will return. And we'll be back ready to be petty. That better?
That's much better. Okay, thank you. Cool. Appreciate that.
All right. Now that we got that out the way, let me get some other housekeeping out the way. Subscribe. Follow us. BadassBesties.com. It'll link you to us on all the platforms that we are connected to. And so I'm going to keep that short and sweet. That's what it is. Let a friend know if you like us. And don't say shit if you don't. How about that? Keep it moving. All right. Weekly Delight. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Weekly Delight. So with Weekly Delight, we take a person, place, or thing. It can be an object, a movie, a book, a quote, food, a drink, whatever. As long as it's keeping us happy, motivated, pumped, and positive until we can get to Friday, because it's a long week, folks, and we all need a little happy in our lives. So with that being said, Miss Glam, what is your weekly delight?
Well, my weekly delight is I don't have a long week. I have a 2-day work week this month, or I have a 2-day
for the month week. Dog, the whole month? You only working 2 days the whole month and they're giving you a whole check? Dog, wait, I'm happy. I'm changing my weekly delight. Where you work?
I have a 2-day work week this week.
Okay, gotcha.
But it's, you know.
No, that's good too. Yes. I mean, the 2 days a month is better. But, you know, if you can't do that, the week you're about to have is definitely in the ballpark for sure.
2 days.
Two days. What you gonna do with them extra days? What you gonna do with them 5 days?
Well, I'm coming back from vacation, so the first day is recoup. And I'll be honest, even though I won't be in the office, I'll probably be home cleaning up fires so that when I get back, it's not as much. And then I'm going back to see.
How you turn your weekly delight into a Debbie Downer in like 2.5 seconds?
No, I'm still like, excited.
I'm off for 5 days, but I'm probably going to be working.
Like, here's the thing for me. I'm never unplugged. And even when I'm not working,
I don't know if I can.
The nature of my job, I'm always available.
I mean, you do it well and they pay you great. So I'll give you that. But I don't know if I can do all that. Like, when I'm out, I'm out. Like, don't call me. See, matter of fact, call my phone. You're going to get an angry response. What you want? I'm off.
I'd rather if deal I answer, with it
don't let me I'm not answer.
Off than have a mess when I get back.
Fine. I'll deal with it when I get back. And usually not day one. I need to ease into it because I don't know if people are out there like me, you know.
No, and I guess
that whole coming back to work the first day, I'm sad because I'm thinking about all the drinks that I was having, you know, on the beach or, you know, all the culture I got to experience. I ain't trying to.
What you want me to do with those numbers?
What you want me to do? What report you need? Man, you getting it tomorrow.
That's why I always have a day before I return.
Yeah.
And I usually go through email, get myself prepared for what I'm walking
in. I'm not doing that on that extra day. I'm literally vegging out. Mm-mm. We're so different. Wow, that's crazy. Okay. But I'm glad that you're having a 2-day only work week. That's bomb. Yes. That's bomb. Yeah, for sure.
Yes.
So for me, I got to go to a comedian cookout. It's called the Jax Comedy Cookout. So if you're a stand-up comic in Jacksonville, this was their first year, but they said they're definitely going to do it again next year. Look out for that. But it was just so interesting. Being in a room full of comedians, that's one. And two, nobody was like on stage telling a joke. But every time you talked to somebody, everything they said was funny. Like they just didn't know how to be off. It was like everybody was working that room. So it was just very interesting dynamic. They had wonderful food. They had giveaways. It was just a night of networking and celebrating one another. And even though I'm not a comedian, I tend to think I am funny, but I'm not a stand-up funny. But it was kind of cool hanging out with folks that definitely were about positivity. I mean, they had spade tournaments and dominoes playing and, you know, they had all kind of cool stuff. But, you know, just being a fly on the wall, watching them talk and be animated when they're telling a simple story and just, you know, laugh with stitches. That was pretty cool. And
I like to laugh. I didn't get an invite.
I mean, listen, I was volunteering. So technically I wasn't supposed to be there either. You know what I mean?
All right. You get a pass.
Yeah. It's supposed to be for just comedians, just a chance for comedians to network and celebrate one another, just love on each other. So I was a fly on the wall. Otherwise I wouldn't have been invited either. So yeah, but it was fun. It was fun. It's very neat to watch comedians. It's almost like, can you imagine hanging with Tiffany Haddish without her having to do a stand-up that day, just like riding around and hanging with her? So that, like, would be a kind trip. Of a fun day, you know,
like
what I'm saying?
Like girls trip.
Yes, exactly. So shout out to Miss Jen Weeks. She is actually a listener to the show and a follower of Badass Bestie. So shout out to you, Miss Jen Weeks, a local comedian in Jacksonville. You're doing great things. She's volunteering and doing her comedy at homeless shelters and family shelters. So she's doing great things around Jacksonville, and I foresee big things happening with her in the future. But Jax Comedy Cookout, get your life if you're a comedian, go next year for sure. That's my weekly delight. No comment?
No, it sounds like fun. I'm kind of sad that I couldn't go.
Okay, well, you know, they like volunteers, so you know, you too can join for volunteer. They're gonna put you to work. But it was fun. Okay, so moving right along. Are you ready for the topic?
Yes, I'm ready for the topic.
The topic for season 2's ender. Leveling up. The making of a badass bestie. Dun, dun, dun. Do you have what it takes to be a badass bestie? Are you
being
a badass bestie? Like, are you and your friend thick as thieves? You know what I mean?
Your best friend, that's my best friend, that's my best friend, that's my best friend.
You know, if you're not prepared for the answer, don't ask the question.
Bruh, true talk. Because you know what? Listen,
let's not ruin.
Children.
Perfectly good.
You will learn real quick if you catch somebody in the right setting, and they'll be dead ass honest with you, and you thought that was your best friend, because in your mind, they're your best friend. And that's a thing people need to know. Just because they're your best friend doesn't mean that they think that you are theirs. So, she is right. Miss Glam is right. Don't ask that to nobody. Rule number one, don't ask if you don't want to know, because they'll tell you.
If you're not prepared for the answer.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So we're going to just ask each other questions today, and then maybe, you know, flush out some insight for people on a friend versus a best friend, you know, because we actually started out, you know, tomato, tomato. Obviously, we went a long time knowing each other in different circles, but I ain't want no parts of her, you know, in my opinion. And I'm sure she ain't want no parts of me. Like, she didn't care. She wasn't checking me either. And then we lucked up and we got to be friends. We're going to start with that. So we started out as friends and, you know, we hung out a lot. But when did you know I was bestie material?
Is that my question?
Yeah, that's to you.
Huh?
Yeah, because, I mean, like I said, we start out simple and now we, like, you know, play sisters and all that.
Play sisters, I swear. Okay, so obviously my tell, or one of my tells, is I told you something private, a secret, something I didn't want getting out, and you didn't share it.
Girl, I'm
a
good
secret keeper. It stayed with you.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously.
Side note, before you keep going, you know, I never realized the world, people don't know how to keep secrets.
No.
I thought, when somebody says keep a secret, they mean that.
No.
And I that's my mind blowing from me. Something that I just know I know how to do, like I'm built to do it. People are like, no. you keep really good secrets. So I take that compliment from you is what I'm saying, because apparently that is not something everybody does. And no. I'm like a vault. I'll lock it down.
Exactly. Okay, so that was a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But what truly sealed the deal of you being bestie was, so when me and you started hanging out, my childhood friend, who I've been friends with for years, was doing her own thing. And she did that, which didn't bother me. She, you know, we had different interests.
Friend, my friend?
Yes.
Oh, I know who we're talking about.
So she was doing her own thing, and we were getting closer, me and you.
Mm-hmm.
And when she decided to pop back in to the picture and make sure, you know, her spot as bestie was secure, like, you didn't back down, you didn't back away, you held your own, and we became the Three Musketeers, equal in their own right.
Absolutely.
So that's kind of what solidified your bestie status.
You know, listen, when you know you're great, you ain't got to say nothing. You ain't got flaws. Let's just keep it 100. No, but I will say there's some truth to that. So, you know, honestly, you know,
that could have been a tip number break. One.
If you know you're a good friend, you don't get scared when new players come into the equation. You don't, because it doesn't matter. That's a different relationship. And if, like I said, you got a good bond, ain't nobody gonna replace that. So players can come in and out, but the bestie will remain. They will be the top dog always. And so, you know, with that being said, I was scared.
No, but like,
and I embraced like both.
You embraced both. And then you had a relationship with both.
I don't know what came first. I know, obviously, me and you were first. No, no, no. First. I'm not arguing that. But I'm
you
saying,
knew her.
I didn't know if you introduced me to her or I met her on my own. And, you friends? We friends too, you know, kind of a thing. I don't remember.
I remember.
That. Do you remember?
We had, it was senior year. Remember the slam book?
Oh, God. Yeah.
And
thank God. Children are horrible. I wonder, time out. What is it now? Like, what is it now? Called Facebook or probably. Instagram?
Probably.
Like, what do these new age kids do now?
It's
not
media.
A slam book. I'm sure it's not a slam book.
It's not a book.
Yeah.
But, like, honestly, even our slam book, it really didn't have anything scandalous in there.
Not about me.
No, but
I was
on your
new,
page, on your
did.
Page,
she did.
She did. She went, she said, back off Mo Hazel. And don't get cut or something. But it was in this obvious green pen, so you knew it was her.
Right, right.
And then that's
her handwriting was...
That too.
Yeah.
So it kind of solidified... Well, like, I think that was the start of us
hanging
out.
I found it funny. Yeah, I didn't take any offense to it. I don't think if it was like... I didn't take it like a real threat. I just took it as... somebody jealous.
Yeah, and then you just, y'all, we all started hanging out.
And that actually ended up being, so was that the root?
Because y'all had classes together.
We did. I knew of her. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So.
And then, like I said, we became tight as thieves, and it was really great. It was great when it was great. It was great when it was great.
Yes.
It was great when it was great.
So when did you know I was the one?
Gosh, so many moments.
The day you met me. I know.
Not when I met you. No.
Okay,
you know what
the day
I
started talking to you.
No, I'm going to be honest. We were cool. We kicked it. We had a lot in common. And I liked your speed. You know what I mean? I realized you were smart. Obviously, you were a smart person. I knew that. I didn't have to know you to know that. You had a little sass to you. And I didn't know that because you're so quiet. And I didn't realize you could be sassy, but in a cool way. And you were a smart aleck, which is what is home for me. I'll say this quality that makes you one of the top dogs. But I'll figure out a moment. No, put you in that category in the beginning. No,
okay.
No, in the beginning.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. No,
clean
when we became friends. Yeah, no.
Clean that up.
I tend to like people who are very blunt and, you know, smart alecky, quick-witted, don't take their puns seriously, can dish it and take it, don't mind doing the dozens. And you are definitely one of those people. So, yeah, that puts you in the cool category. But then what sealed the deal is, you know, when back in the day when I was in the beginnings of being in love with tech support, but you got to check them real fast, you know, let them know that you may be short, but you scrappy, you know, you'd always be down to ride. You'd be like, oh, we're going to mess with them at work. Let's go. like, you were always down to ride to, like, let me mess with tech support. And that was cool because, you know, that was fun.
He hated me in the beginning.
He did. Oh, my God. And I loved it because you were gunning. You were doing it for me. You were like my gunner. You know, everybody loves tech support. Tech support is like Mickey Mouse. I say this all the time. He's like Mickey Mouse. Who hates Mickey Mouse? No one. But you were the first person to be like, I don't give a damn about Mickey. I'll go fuck Mickey up. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go fuck up Mickey Mouse. You were always down to be like getting into some messy stuff. And I loved it. And it was nothing bad or anything. We just always go to his job and mess with them. We'd always be like, what's that? We just always just tried them. And you were always down for it. So that was definitely when I knew. I was like, I got a rider. That's what's up.
Interesting.
So the teachable lesson here for that is, you know, if you want a bestie, make sure they're a rider. You know what I'm saying? If they don't worry about the charges, that's a good ass friend, right?
Well, I knew he wasn't going to press charges.
And that's the thing, too. You're secure because when you a badass bestie, you know they ain't going to press charges. Your threats are so strong. They be like, they shook. So that's a badass bestie versus a bestie. Yes.
You know
what?
I'm going to have to, you know, after we record.
We might have to rename this show Badass Bestie versus a Bestie.
After this show, I'm going to have to ask tech support when he stopped hating my cuts,
because it was a clear, you know, it was a clear
he
turn. Couldn't stand when you're like, no, you gonna hang with her again? Good God, always. Just with her again. Ugh, like he did not like
he
you
did. He hated me.
Yeah, it's all good. And now we're here.
Yeah,
it always starts with a stank eye. See? It always starts with a stank eye. That's how you know you got a good best friend, if it started with a stank eye. I'm joking. Kidding. Okay, so next question. Was there ever a moment you thought our friendship wasn't going to last? Dun, dun, dun.
For me? No.
Ever in the history of?
Ever. So, and I'll go into this. So I think when our threesome became a
twosome. Clear it up. What you mean?
When
we don't do threesomes. Maybe that's why we're a twosome. No, just clean it up. So, tech support's like, that's not funny. Like,
when we had,
what am I supposed to do with that?
When we were the three musketeers, it was a poor joke. You know. And it became just the two of us. At that point, I think I even had this conversation of, nah, bitch, you know you ain't going nowhere. I will cut you.
Yeah, why are you threatening me?
So
I didn't say I was going anywhere.
We had that conversation of, you know, this is for life.
Yeah.
And it was more brought out of, you know, how things went down to become a...
Yeah, it's kind of tricky because I don't want to I don't want to come off as bashing, because to be clear, we love her and respect her. And she's just, we moved in different directions, and me and you happen to be moving in the same direction. That's all. Yeah. It was just that the fork in the road came, and it was quite evident that
one
we
person
needed
went
to,
right, yeah. Two people went left.
Yeah, yeah. It was unfortunate, you know. And I'll say to that, you know, it's never easy losing a really, really, really good friend. Because she
it's
was,
worse than a
she
breakup.
Was a bestie. It's okay. Worse than a breaking up with a bestie is hard because she was a bestie.
Well, it's not even that. Like, I think that's been my hardest breakup.
Yeah, fair.
My
fair.
Hardest breakup.
I felt
because
it too.
Like
I'm actually
guys,
you know what though?
Come and go, yeah. But you can't a true friendship, even if it's for a short period of time.
We had
can't
some
be
good
replaced.
Memories in such a short period of time, and yours was longer than mine. Y'all know each other for much longer than me, but I will say this: I'm really glad I didn't have to go through that alone. That made
that,
it
yes,
easier.
Yes,
because yes. I could talk to you about it. I could. Am I wrong? Are we wrong? Whatever, you know, just kind of analyze it to be able to move on, because you really do need to analyze something like that. Because when you give so much of your time to a person, no matter what the situation is, it's going to be hurtful when you choose to walk away. And it's never easy losing a bestie. It felt like a divorce.
And I think it does help because those memories didn't die, because
no.
We share a lot of them together.
Yeah, and they're still fun. Like, they're, you know, trust me, there's some dope moments the three of us had that are always going to be in like my top 10 of fun times. So yeah, for sure. Yeah, that was hard.
So you
said never.
No, okay. I didn't.
I'll say this. I did. I'm gonna be honest. I never had that moment, but I'll say it wasn't that I thought we were going to ever not be friends, I had a moment of the dynamic change. Obviously, I'm glad you brought that up because of that, when we became two, and I realized how pivotal the three of us interplayed and where our strengths and weaknesses kind of almost like revolved around in such a beautiful way that we didn't realize that sometimes we needed her to offset how we dealt with each other, or she would have been pivotal to handle something that we had to deal with together, just the two of us. And so there were, in the beginning of the 3-2 dynamic, I was like, ugh, the dynamic change. Wow, we gotta definitely change this up. Like
we had to learn. We had to
restructure
better.
And rewire yeah. and reinvent our friendship to not be reliant on a third person.
We had to learn to better communicate.
Yeah, we definitely fell into the. It was easier to, you know, if we needed to, you talk to one over here, and that person would communicate to the both of us over there, and it just we had this three-part
there was
always
role. A mediator. Everybody had or their role. Someone neutral to yeah. help the injured party or the person who was upset or in their feelings understand where the other person was coming from to be able to have a productive conversation to make it better.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. We went from having that mediator, that person who gets you back in the correct mind frame so you can have the conversation, to no, you just gotta have it.
But I will say, I think we had it before, but maybe no, I don't nope. You know what? That's a lie. I don't think it was as strong as it is now. The communication is way strong. Like yeah, I feel like I can say anything to you and you won't get offended. Yeah. Even if I'm saying all the way wrong, you know my intent because you know me. And so I feel comfortable telling you stuff.
Yeah, I think I'll agree. Our relationship, having gone through that and gone through the rockiness of us recalibrating,
yeah,
is much stronger. Look
at you. Aw, recalibrating. That's cute. Go ahead.
Recalibrating. There you go.
I love it. I know the definition.
What's the definition?
To reset.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Boom. Don't Maybe. Test me. I might know how to spell it.
Go ahead.
You won't be able to check it.
Yeah, I can. I know how to spell it.
Recalibrate. RECALIBRATED.
Okay, with ED.
Sorry.
Yes. I believe that's correct.
Yeah. Boom!
Take some horse checking. But I think that's right.
He ain't checking. He don't know how to spell it himself.
That's what you got a phone for.
He's not checking.
Oh.
He's texting. He needs to get fired. You were giving him credit and this dude texting. Okay, Flip the phone around. Look at him. Now he's trying to check it. Lies.
Was that right? Was it spelled right? I can't see that far.
I spelled it right. Collaborate. Wait.
No. Recalibrate.
Bruh.
Oh my God.
What? He came up with a whole new word.
Oh God. A whole new word.
Really? I'm just mental today.
Recalibrate.
Yeah, I said with the I put a D at the end.
Yes, you spelled it right.
Yeah.
Yes, you spelled it right.
My bad. Ding, ding, ding. Okay, but back to you. Finish your thought. I just love the word. You were talking about we had to recalibrate.
Yes, we recalibrated and we're stronger.
Yeah, we are. I do. Yeah, I like this 2.0 version of us. We went from, that was at that moment that we went from bestie to badass bestie. Huh? See?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think the communication is way stronger. Like,
well, and I think the commitment to each other to
make it work.
Yes, was solidified during that moment.
Yeah.
It became, we had a lot of hard discussions and a lot of hard conversations during that period.
I mean, where stuff that it could've was brought this up.
No. We gonna talk about this. I don't care how long it takes. We had a lot of those moments.
I love that about you. That's the one thing I will say. You won't run away from a conversation. You'll finish it out.
Yes.
The only time you don't is if you literally had to do something. And you'll come back to it. You won't forget it. You'll be like, okay, where were we?
Yeah.
I mean, it could be like hours later, be like, we're picking up where we left off. I'm like, yes. Yes. Yeah. So I do like that. Yeah. You don't run away from a tough conversation.
It shows the person that you understand their feelings. Even if you don't agree, you understand that something's bothering them and a commitment to figure it out together.
So that would definitely be a tip to be a badass bestie, have deep conversations, yeah, and be able to be okay with no matter what comes out the person's mouth. Because we're two Northerners by birth. Northerners get a reputation of being very blunt and very rude. And I don't think that's the case. Like, if you are a Northerner, I don't consider it rude and blunt. I just think that they're getting to the point. They ain't sugarcoating nothing. They're just keeping it 100, as they say. And we definitely keep it 100. We're definitely true to our Northern by birth mentality.
Yes.
Yeah. So just keep it 100. Don't be afraid to communicate. Definitely be okay with having those deep conversations. Think of the intent of that person. If you don't know, ask them. You know what I mean? And that definitely is the making of a bestie to a badass bestie for sure. All right. So next question that I have. The best part about our friendship. This was actually your question.
Yeah. And honestly, for me, it's simple and maybe a little selfish. Knowing you always have someone in your corner, no matter what you're going through, no matter whether you're wrong, right, made the worst mistake in your life, just knowing that you always have someone in your corner and that love's unconditional, that's the best feeling in the world. You're never alone. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. And I'll say for me, champion for one another. Like, you are definitely a person that you don't get jealous of my success. I don't get jealous of your success. I can clap when you, you know, get the promotion. I don't like the job. You don't like the job. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you know, we communicate that way. I know growing up, I probably had more friends that were boys. And so I, you know, you were definitely a pivotal person in my world that let me know girls can be nice. Girls can make really great friends. There is something special to having this girl bond with someone else, for sure. That's definitely my favorite part, this bond that we have. That's a good tip too, you know. Definitely if you want to be a best, you know, you have a bestie, and particularly a badass bestie, is if they celebrate with you. Like, yes, when you win it, we win it. Like, when you got promotion, I'm like, we got a promotion? What? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you got to celebrate together and really just cheer each other on. You know what I mean? It's a small world, and it feels good when you feel more included.
Yeah, well, because if you feel bad sharing good things in your life, that's a problem.
Right. You shouldn't, like, for instance, you should never, and you never have, feel like, oh, I got a promotion. She gonna really hate me because yeah, she didn't get a promotion.
No, you should. Like, I've never felt like I couldn't share good news with you, even if, like, it was a difficult time for you. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
So my happy news is your happy news. Your happy news was my happy news. So it was, even if I was going through something and you had happy news, it was like, oh, there's a bright side.
Yeah,
for sure. You know, I don't know. And maybe that's just our dynamic in how we both are, but that's always been a huge plus of, I don't have to worry about the words that come out of my mouth.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
So I got a question for you. So petty. We thrive on petty here on Badass Besties, and I would like to know how petty, which is sometimes a negative thing, what makes the petty so positive in our relationship? Like, why is petty important?
I don't know if it's the petty that's important. I think the reason why we can be petty and it's not A, taken the wrong way, or B, damages our relationship, is because we know at the heart of things, the intent is mm-hmm. pure.
Yeah.
So we are able to say things to each other that a random stranger was to say, we going to jail.
Yeah.
But we can say those things because I have no question to the intent behind whatever you say.
I got you. And I think petty, we just made it a humorous thing.
That
like,
too.
You know what I mean? Like we just, it's laughter and it's positivity and laughter. And so it's almost like, you know, me and you are such serious people in the workforce, or when we take on a task, we're so serious. And so I think petty allows us to have that softer, funny side. And I think it's vital in our relationship because the seriousness is stuff that we love about each other. But at the same token, you can't be serious every day. So I think the petty just is an easy icebreaker for us to keep it light and keep it fun and keep it scrappy and keep it moving. And sometimes petty can be helpful because sometimes we could be going through something and you come with a petty little jab and it makes me laugh. And I'm like, okay, you put me in a better mood. This is great.
Well, and I think to add on to that is not just that, but sometimes we help each other see something we're missing with the petty because it's thrown in as a humorous
especially
way.
Especially if I'm not right or if you're not right.
Yes. Yeah, it makes you go, oh, I mean, you're laughing or, you know, because it's done in a funny way, but it's like.
Like, I'm glad you're laughing, but it's the truth. Yeah. But it's the truth. But you keep laughing, but it's the truth. Yeah.
And it helps you to realize something, especially usually that happens when we've been having a serious conversation about something and we're not getting it. Yeah. Whatever one's not receiving the message.
Yeah, sure.
But, you know, because of outside influences, distraction, just not wanting to hear it, see it, whatever.
Bias, not being
ready.
Yeah, all that.
But when we throw it in the petty way, that always seems to hit home.
Yeah. And another thing about the petty part of our relationship, you know, here we are in this new age, new day and age. And luckily we are, you know, 80s babies, 90s babies kind of a thing. Like we were from the 80s.
School.
Yeah, we're old school, but we can thrive in modern day time, right? And so I think to me, we brought a little old school, you know, tough love. And kept that part of our relationship going with the petty. And I think it helps makes us stronger individuals in the modern day age where it can be a little bit more sensitive, especially when people can throw, you know, comments on social media. You know, we're less likely to react because we be doing the dozens with each other. Like, I know you ain't coming at me when my bestie just shot darts directly at my heart. That makes more sense. It could be, you know, to the wrong person seeming hurtful, but it's fun to me. It's funny to me. So it's almost like dealing with people's comments or light work, or it makes it a little less, I'm a little less sensitive to what people say. I'm not saying I'm not 100% sensitive because I'm all the time like, keep that negative shit to yourself. And I'm talking to you out there, viewers that don't like our show. Just stop listening. It's cool. I just want listeners who want to listen, you know, not people who troll. But, you know, and then that's with anything. Nobody puts comments and stuff out there to be trolled on purpose. Some do. But for the most part, most people, when they're saying, you know, hey, I'm really happy that my son Billy did great at baseball today. They really don't want you to be like, all right, Sally, nobody cares that Billy did good at baseball. She put it out there for the ones who want to hear it. Just keep scrolling. I mean, builds me tougher to where if I had that comment, I'm like, whatever, he's got a bad day, whatever. And I can move on and bounce on quicker. And it makes me stronger for the workforce, for social media, for life. And because the world's tough. And so I think it's kind of giving us armor for the tough world. That makes sense?
I can agree with that.
Yeah, I think that. Yeah, I think you built me for tough. I'm for tough because of our friendship. Tech support's like laughing, but he's like, really? That is okay.
Corny.
Hey, but I got the giggles. I got the giggles. But yeah, okay, I'll say that. So I think that's a tip too. Sometimes a little petty ain't bad. Know your audience. Don't just, let me put that disclaimer out there. So to be a badass bestie, you definitely have to sprinkle a relationship with petty, but
it has to be
test your bestie first. You can't just like start being petty. You know, it's Monday. Let me start being petty. We're starting today. Give them warning. Ease them into it because they'd be like, what happened? I thought she liked me, you know, or I thought we were boys, you know. You can't just throw it on there. You have to, you know, ease into it. And still, It has to
be part of your relationship.
Yeah. You know, it's got to be, you know, you got to be walking on eggshells at the beginning. But once you feel that they're all the way in, then you can just, it's like breathing. It's normal. We just, you know, we say stuff to each other all the time. You know, people are probably like, are y'all friends? And we're like, no, that's my homie. So, you know, and I think it could be very helpful with this day and age. It makes you tougher. It makes anything else that strangers say. Child's play. You ain't got no other question?
No. I mean, I've learned a lot today.
All right. So, yeah, this was fun. Okay. So, you know, a couple little nuggets out there on how to make a badass bestie. You know what I mean? And check to see if your friend's the one. So let's kind of start wrapping this up and, you know, maybe give some advice to the people who want to check their circle.
For me, I think it's simple. Your gut knows.
Trust
you know.
Gut, yeah, 100%.
Because I don't think there was ever a time where I questioned our friendship.
Yeah. And don't question. Yeah. It, you're right. Like, there should be no question. Yeah, absolutely. That's it.
I mean.
Man, you so simplified.
No, it is simple.
I mean, you know what?
Here's the thing.
You know what
it's
I was
not
taught?
Really
you know
complicated.
What I was taught? The problem may be complicated, but the solution is simple.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay, I got you. Fair enough. It's an easy no-brainer. I get you. I just like giving you a hard time because I tend to be the
long-winded one.
Long-winded. Like to hear myself on air because my voice. Hear that, you guys?
Really?
I'm just being
she
crazy
feeling
now.
Herself at
I'm
the
feeling
end of the
myself.
Season.
Feeling myself. No, but I would say in regard to just knowing, they never put you in a position to make you feel any less yourself.
What I love about
having a really good friend around is I can be me. And then you know what too? When I hear, just do you. Do you like there? It's simple. That's simple too, but it's some truth in it. You know, sometimes we feel like we have to feel people out or we withhold because you got to check that person or, you know, you don't want to be your true self because people might find it weird. Your bestie is going to be weird in their own way. It's almost like you're just two weirdos together. And if you don't feel like you're just these two weirdos uniting against the rest of the world, then that ain't no bestie, you know, because you should feel like you have your own little
language
club.
Yes.
Yeah. And again, to allow you to be you. You should never feel like you have to change whenever you're around anyone. That's just in
general.
And
they help you
but
be better,
definitely
too.
In front of your bestie, like, if no one else, your family and your bestie. And if your bestie is your family, then that's even better, right?
Yeah, and I think they, to piggyback on that, is they help you be better. Not change you, but they push you.
Yeah,
they push
challenge
you. Yes. Meaning there are things that...
I like to say you try me, but...
just that they encourage you to do the things you want to do. And even if it's out of your comfort zone, you feel comfortable making that step, even if it's a baby step, because you know they got you.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Trust fall. Yeah,
yes.
Sure.
So that's important because they do help you to be... not just who you are, but the best version of who you are. Your bestie's not one that's going to put you in harm's way.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And make
I mean, now,
poor choices
I'm not saying you won't get in harmful situations, but that's because you suggested it and they went along for the ride. That's different. Just to be clear, I needed to clear it up.
You know, if tech support act up and I have to cut him... and bury him in the backyard.
Oh, yeah. He like got defensive
you
so
know,
fast, rolling his eyes.
I made that choice. You didn't make me make that choice.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
You know,
you gotta be willing to go to jail.
That's the secret that we will take to the grave.
Right. So just to be clear, you're right. Everything you said, I just wanted to be clear. I'm not saying your bestie won't go to jail with you.
Exactly.
She just will never be the cause of why you went to jail.
Yes.
Everything y'all did, you 100% agreed on.
There you go. And she's your alibi, and she knows it. She can jump right in. Listen, you know, if tech support want to call me up and be like, you seen my wife? Absolutely. She's right here. I got her. Oh, you want to come pick up her coat? Because, you know, she left it when she's on her way home. Like, we going to figure this out.
I do think, let me ask you a random. Who do you think does a better job of covering up?
Women.
100%.
Because we did so oriented. Tech support's like,
nah, you crazy. Yeah. You're crazy. No. He's got his hands up. No, but I do. I think women tend to have that on lock where it's like, hey, yo, you seen my girl?
Absolutely. She in the bathroom.
Wait, but she's not in my bathroom. What you mean?
In the bathroom.
Put her on the phone.
No, she's in the bathroom.
What's the bathroom? At your house?
No, she's in the bathroom.
I'm understanding. Where? What bathroom?
She's in the bathroom.
What bathroom?
The bathroom.
Wow.
Why are you?
You know what? I'm hanging up. Click. See, already. Just.
She's in the bathroom. Like, you want to talk to her while she's on the toilet? That's just gross.
You know what I'm saying?
Give her a minute. Call your husband.
And you're in the bathroom.
On the toilet.
Flush something.
You don't feel good.
Yes. I'm not saying men don't. I'm just saying women just, you know, because why? Because women are good with their imagination, I think. And they'll just come up with,
it pops right in.
You know what? I'm glad you called. I was trying to find you. Where are you at? Because I'm...
We've been looking for you. We've been blowing up your phone.
Right. Yeah, she's in her car driving around looking for you. And I'm out driving too, looking for you. Where are you at? Okay, I'll let her know to come home. Yeah, she can stop looking for you now. Come on.
Exactly.
Boom. Done. He's rolling his eyes. That's funny. But yeah, I disagree. But yeah, anyways.
So tech support just learned not to ask me no damn questions.
No. He said, so was everything a lie? He's questioning everything now. But anyways, we're going to move on.
I'm her friend. Word. Not your friend. But I'm your friend because she married you.
Dang.
That makes sense? Dang. Oh, okay.
That makes sense. You know what that sounded like?
What?
You know when you pick kids in dodgeball? You on my team. So what? I picked you last because it was my turn and you the only one left out on the field. You on my team, though. That's all that matters. Let's play some ball. Why are you questioning me? Don't worry about why I didn't pick you first, second, third, or fourth, or fifth.
It's true. You got to make sure people understand the boundaries of the relationship.
Listen, I'm not knocking
it. So they go in with clear expectation. Tech support knows that any question he asks, it's a 50-50 shot whether or not he gonna get the truth depending on what's going on.
Those are good Vegas odds.
They are. Yeah. But however, if he calls me and go, I can't find Mo Hazel, she left her phone again, he know I'm gonna be the one who gets up and goes out and look for you.
Boom. She's besties. See? Great search party.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. For anything.
Yes.
Anything. You lost some money? Let's go look. You lost your ring? Let's go look.
Yes. Yeah,
that's what's up. All right, so we're going to move on down to petty word part. Are you ready?
I'm ready to be petty.
All right, let's do this. So the petty word of the day, this is a segment where we learn a brand new vocabulary word, and we want to teach it to you because we're so proud of ourselves that we learned something new. And hope you get excited about learning new words too. But in order for you to learn it, it's usually good to put it in a sentence. But on our show, we like to put it in pretty petty sentences. Are you ready, Miss Glam?
I'm ready.
All right. Do you want to go first? You want me to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay, let's go.
No, go first.
All right. I'm not going to ask why you switched. We're just going to go with the flow. I'm going to be fluid.
Really? You need to leave Miss Robin Eve.
I like that word. I'm going to use that. I like that word. Laconic. Laconic. And it's an adjective. Expressing much in a few words. My sentence. Miss Glam made me wait several weeks to provide a laconic response about her gang-banging vampire book, which put me in a interested mood.
Really? Yeah. You still own the gang-banging vampires and that's not what they were?
Man, I think I harped on it longer than you talked about it.
It was a good series. You should read it.
That's all I get, folks. And therefore, I'm disinterested.
Why?
Because you ain't giving me the ins and outs. So, like, you're not selling me on it. If it was a pitch, I would have been like, get out my office.
Why do I need to tell? If I tell you about it, then you won't need to read.
I need more than it was just series. Great. Pick it up. I mean,
what do you need?
Have you not watched they Reading have good Rainbow? Have you not the, watched the Reading Rainbow?
Heroine is
dog. You remember at the end of Reading Rainbow,
sassy when the and kids badass, they're actually cute guys like
read the books and they had to give their reason for why they read the book. You don't remember at the end of Reading Rainbow?
Yeah.
When the kids would be like, check this book
yes.
out. And they would explain it. I was expecting a Reading Rainbow type review. And you
Am
were like,
I Reading Rainbow?
Here's Miss Glam. So they pan to you on the camera. Yes. And you're like, gang banging vampires.
That's
it's
not
great.
The name of da-da-da-da. The book.
And we move on to the next kid. Like, come on. What are we supposed to do with that? Come on, man.
Pick it up.
No. I can't. LeVar Burton would be sad with your book report.
Really?
Yeah.
My book report, if it was a book report, would be very thorough.
I mean, it wasn't on the show.
Because I don't want to tell you all the things that happened. It was 13
full books.
But give
me something. Even the trailers, when you watch movie trailers, they reveal a little something.
I understand
something, and we
I
go
can
in.
Tell you the first book, but if I tell you, like, they
all
built.
You didn't tell
built.
Me any of the books. And I felt I disinterested.
No,
I was put in a disinterested mood
first
because of your laconic response
really?
About it. You
really?
Use few words to describe the book.
Because I told you about it when I first started reading it. When I finished the series, it was awesome.
Boo. All right. I mean, I'm over it now. I was disinterested when you, you know, filled us in. But
well,
I'm good now.
See,
I'm good with
my
soul. My
petty word today, I was going for nice. You know, I try to
I don't
eat.
Always do that.
I know you don't because I'm the better bestie.
Yeah,
we've
sure.
established that. And we're going to keep, you know, making sure that, you know, everyone knows who's the best badass bestie.
I mean, you don't
but
have much competition right now.
I'm trying to end the season on a positive note. Anyways, so my petty word is Bourgeon.
Bourgeon. Bourgeon. Like Dijon mustard? Is it a new flavor of mustard?
Really?
Bourgeon.
See?
That sound like a ghetto kid
to,
name. Bourgeon. Here's my son named Bourgeon.
You.
Yes. It's
I'm
French.
Trying to educate you.
We got
a
little French in our family.
Mm-hmm.
We Creole. Bourgeon. Come here, Bourgeon.
Really? Can I
Bourgeon, get your ass outside.
I let you have your petty word. Let me have
Is it Bourgeon. What is it?
It's a verb. And it means
bloom,
to grow and expand rapidly, to flourish.
Mm.
I am blessed to have Mo Hazel in my life and look forward to seeing how our relationship continues to bourgeon. See,
aww.
Look at that.
You know, it's so funny.
No,
you
ain't
thought because
funny.
This episode
no.
was
oh,
about making
you.
A badass bestie. You thought I wasn't going to go in?
No, I know you were going to be petty.
It was just, you know, so what's the problem? If you, see? You know me.
I do know you.
And I sprinkle a little petty on our relationship.
Yes.
You can go out into
and
the world this week and take all that toughness on. You're
and
welcome.
Here I am giving you love.
You are welcome. I'll wait
giving
for the
you
thank
love.
You.
No.
Where's my thank you?
No, none of that. I gave you
I love.
Love
you too.
Really? That does not sound believable.
I love you.
A little bit better. Do it again. Let me see. I'm going to put some heart and soul in it.
Miss Glam.
Really?
Mi amor.
You're thinking of the words.
I'm tired. I forgot for 2 seconds. I love you.
No, that's
you are,
acting.
You are,
I want
you
to
are my
feel
badass
it.
Bestie.
No,
me
I want
more.
To feel it. Feel it.
Amiga.
No, what is it?
Señorita.
Cheetahs, amigas, cheetahs.
Girl, I don't know that song.
Yes.
I know who the cheetah girls are.
Yes.
But, you know.
Amigas, cheetahs,
we ain't
cheetahs,
no damn
amigas.
Cheetah girls. Here's why we ain't no cheetah girls. We used to be cheetah girls, and then just like the cheetah girls, we broke that dynamic up. Oh gosh. Anyways, all right, Miss Glam. Well, this was fun. I enjoyed it. Hopefully, people got some nuggets on if they have a badass bestie in their circle. And we thank you for listening. Do you have anything else to say there?
Until next time.
And we are out.